Assalamualaikum,
family. How are you doing? Welcome to my healing journey. This will be actually the second. This will actually be the second show that we're doing. We did the first one live on Facebook. Had a few issues with Blog Talk, so this will be part number two of my healing journey. This show is going to be dealing with my beloved wife, Sister Nafisa, a.k.a. Sister Natalie X, and her healing journey. But before we get started, we want to start the way we start all things of importance. In the most holy name of Allah, and that's the most merciful. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad. I bear witness that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed the exalted Christ and Messiah. And I further bear witness that the honorable Lord Farrakhan is their divine reminder, warner, comforter, our myth. Their most holy and righteous names, we greet you in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. Assalamu Alaikum is much more than just a greeting, brothers and sisters. It is, in fact, a prayer from Almighty God Allah to Almighty God Allah, that we would be encompassed in His peace, and that you would be free from hurt, harm, and danger from our mouths, from our hands, from our actions. And it is in that spirit that we greet each and every one of you with those greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. My name is Brother Carthrell X, a.k.a. Brother Dawood Ali. And we are here today once again, as we said, with part two of my healing journey. This beautiful show is offering alternative to the healing that we, the journey that we are currently on. Many of us are experiencing having health issues, and a lot of us just don't know what way to go. We already know and are experiencing that what's working, what's going on with our doctors is not really working. We're not feeling any better. We're not really doing any better. And so we have made the decision to actually take charge and try some things on our own. So that is exactly what this show is about. This show is about methods. And we are not doctors. We want to say that. We are not doctors. We are not medical professionals. But we do just want to offer some things to you that can help you along your healing journey. And once again, as my wife will remind you constantly, that what necessarily works for her won't necessarily work for you. But it is to inspire you to get on your journey to begin your own healing process, dear brothers and sisters. This show is going to be a very powerful one. This one is going to deal with many things. I will let her tell you what it's all going to be about, and she will speak to you on that, but I do want to just make a few brief announcements real quick. Okay, this was she will be citing from an article. And that article will be found in the Final Call newspaper, dear brothers and sisters. If you do not subscribe to the Final Call newspaper, you really need to be doing that. It is the baddest, boldest, brightest, most courageous newspaper on the face of the planet Earth. It changed our lives, and we know that indeed it will change yours. If you want to subscribe to that mighty newspaper, you can do it in one of two ways. One, if you just want to get it delivered to your home, you can call 773-602-1230 and go ahead and get that subscription. You can also do it digitally as well. They do have a digital subscription. And lastly, you can adopt a Muslim. That's right. I said you can adopt a Muslim. What do I mean? You can get that brother, that Muslim sister you know that has that Final Call to bring that to your home for you. And they will be so happy to do so. So again, if you are not subscribing to the Final Call newspaper, you don't get it on a weekly basis, we invite you to do just that. If you are here in the Tucson area, please call your brother, Brother Carthrell X, a.k.a. Brother Dawood Ali at 678-368-1818, and I will be glad to deliver that paper to your home. And then we are getting to more products really soon, but that is pretty much what I want to say. It is my honor. It is my privilege, once again, brothers and sisters, to bring before you my beloved wife, my friend, one who I love very, very deeply, and I am on the journey with her to begin more and more into her healing. So I'm going to pass the microphone to her, and then she will take it from here. Brothers and sisters, receive my beautiful wife, Sister Nafisa Ali, a.k.a. Sister Natalie X. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum, friends and family. Thank you all so very much for being here with us today. Okay, so let's get all the greetings out the way. As-salamu alaykum, peace, hotep, como estas, because that's about all the Spanish I know. But welcome everybody to the My Healing Journey. And of course, if you tuned in last week or saw last week, not last week, but the first show, which was 2 weeks ago, I shared with you my experience and my situation dealing with stage 5 kidney failure. Okay. So you'll have to watch that one to kind of catch you up as to where I am. But if you want to communicate with me, I'm going to give you my email address. It is eilatanx@yahoo.com. Again, that's eilatanx@yahoo.com. Feel free to, you know, send me an email. I know people text a lot more today and they send messages on Facebook, but I'm stuck there. So send me an email, and that way I definitely will get it, and then we can discuss anything that you care to discuss. Today, our topic is dis-ease, and I want to discuss it because if you don't understand what's happening to you, then you don't know how to handle it or how to deal with it or even how to really approach it. Okay, so I'm going to give you what I found in the Britannica, which says disease is any harmful deviation from the normal, let me take these off, y'all, from the normal structure of functional state of an organism generally associated with certain signs and symptoms and differing in nature from physical injury, which means it's something going on in the body that is out of sync, okay? So I tried looking up a few things. I'm not a researcher, so I'm going to give you my definition. My definition is this, dis, D-I-S, not in accord with, you know, like disagree with somebody, disappointment. It's not in accord with, right? And then the word ease. Ease is a state of comfort. When something is easy for you, it's comfortable. It's what you're used to. It's the norm. So this ease would be not in accord with a state of comfort, which means we started to feel symptoms, things going on in the body that don't feel normal. You know, you start getting nauseated, or you get pains in your side, or your, it just depends on what illness you're dealing with will determine what pains or what symptoms you actually get. Okay, so that is what dis-ease is. It's when the body goes through a change. And I'm going to go to the article that my husband told you about, which is in the Final Call newspaper, and I'll show you the front of it. Let me see if you can see that. Okay, it's the late one of well last week's issue of the final call, which was issued September 3rd. So they got a new one out. They come out a little early, but this is today's news. Hey, we're right on schedule. Well, what I turned to was this very first article. Okay, so this article is saying that black people are born traumatized. What does that have to do with disease? Well, if you're born traumatized, that means there's already something set up inside your body that's going on. And I'm going to read a little bit of the article, but you really need to get this article yourself and read it in details so that you can have more information. And again, like I said at the very first show, this show is for everybody and anybody. It's not just for Muslims, but this is where one of the sources that I received my information, and I thought it was very important, and it is it's very relevant to where we are today and what we're dealing with. So in this article, one of the things that they talked about was the definition of epigenetics. Epigenetics is the study of changes in organisms caused by modification of genes, expressions rather than alternatives of the genetic code itself. Okay, so that means that, of course, there's something going on in the body. Okay, it's something going on in the body. And to put it in simpler terms, it says, epigenetics is the study of biological mechanisms that alter genes, and those genes can be passed down from one person to the next for generations. What does that mean? We've heard all the time, it's hereditary. Okay, so if it's hereditary, then it's being passed down. So the trauma that we're born with was actually passed down from a previous generation, okay? So I know for me, I was trying to understand, where did this come from? You know, why did this happen to me? We always want to know, why did it happen to me? Well, I really know why it happened to me, because I know that the God is using me in such a way that allowed me to go through and experience this so that I can help other people go through it, prevent it. If you are not suffering from any illness at this time, we're going to help you to prevent it from ever happening. If you are going through some type of dis-ease in your body, there are alternatives and ways to help heal your body. Know this, that your body can heal itself. It can heal itself, and we're going to deal with that in just a moment. I did want to mention that the brother who wrote this article is Brother Brian 18X Crawford. And I want to give credit where credit is due, because it was an excellent article to read. I try to be a reader. I don't read all the time. But I found this article to be a very easy read. He explained things very well. And there was a lot of information in here. So I'm just going to throw out a couple of the people and doctors that he talked to and give you a little bit of what they said, but like I said, you need to read the article yourself. One of the doctors is Dr. Nave, N-A-V-E. Dr. Nave explains that once a person finds him or herself in a particular environment and experience certain traumas, that individual is classified as person zero. And the cellular and genetic changes that individual experienced can then be passed down to their prodigy or descendant. So our ancestors, and I'm speaking right now of black people. However, even Hispanics, with what has gone on in their families and what has been passed down from generation to generation, has also traumatized them. Okay, people that from other countries that have dealt with trauma of being separated from families. I mean, everybody can look at something that's happened in their generation, even Caucasian people, not so much that someone terrorized them, but because of the terror that they put on other people. Some of the things that they did to other people with the water hoses and sticking dogs on people and lynching, that type of stuff is in their DNA. Okay, so we have to look at, that's one of the reasons that they have dis-ease in their body also. It's enough to go around for everybody, okay? All right, so that was one of the things that Dr. Nave said. Then we have a Dr. Patricia Newton. She's the CEO and medical director of Black Psychologists of America. And she said, men who have been affected to trauma over a period of time, their RNA genes become altered in the men, and altered RNA genes can lead to the transmission of the effect of the trauma, which can include depression and other anxiety disorders being passed down. Wow, that is so serious. And the negative changes people experience as a result of epigenetic trauma can be exacerbated. Thank y'all for being patient with me in that word. Trauma can be exacerbated by the foods they eat and the environment that they live in. Like I said, this article is very deep, and you need to get this article and read it. If you don't have someone where you can get a physical copy, you can go online and read the digital copy of the paper as well. A lot of the articles are on finalcall.com. Okay, so you can go there and read the article. So when they just opened up about the food can also be a trigger, okay, of one of the causes of dis-ease. Okay, so we already recognize that there's trauma and there's epigenetics that's going on in all of us. No matter where you come from, no matter what race, what nationality, we all got some trauma that has happened in our past that is affecting us today in 2019. Okay, but now we have these chemicalized foods, weaponized foods that, okay, y'all, now I'm not here to be politically correct, okay, so I'm not. Let me just say that. Our government does not care whether you live or die, okay? That is just fact. They say we have an FDA and they're checking this, but it's so much rat droppings that can go into the food and it still be considered safe. Oh, you can use pink slime and some hamburger meat and feed it to people. Okay, so we got to be real with what's going on with the food industry. They pump these chickens with all kind of hormones, all kind of things to get them to the market quicker. They do the same thing with the cows. And Lord have mercy, we're not even going to talk about hot dogs and what they do to that and what they're using to put in that stuff. So the food industry is a danger to us. And because we don't grow our own food and we don't know who our farmers are, we are at even more risk. When we eat processed food, we always at the restaurant. Those things are killing us, and we're doing it. We're doing it because we know better. But then we're shocked and surprised when our bodies become diseased. Okay? Let me say this. Because I don't want to, you know, come across as preachy, but I want to be real with us, real with myself, because I know what put me in the condition that I'm in. Even though I have tried to eat a basically healthy lifestyle, I'm still affected by the trauma and my youth eating the way that I did. I was once 300 pounds. You know, that was a real big factor. I ate a lot of McDonald's, and that's just real, you know. And so the way that you eat when you're younger, it affects you when you get older. It doesn't mean that you can't correct it, because I have strived to eat one meal a day for the most part, and got better with cooking at home and making my own meals and trying to follow How to Eat to Live by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, okay, eating the things that he say to eat, staying away from the things he say stay away from, like pork and alcohol and tobacco. Because of that, although I have stage 5 kidney failure, so they say, I have been able to stay off of dialysis for the last 5 years. And even today, my doctors are amazed that I'm not experiencing more symptoms. You know, I'm not 100% on top where I want to be or where I'm going. But it's certain things that you can do to help yourself along. I could be sitting here feeling real bad right now, not even having the energy to talk to anybody. But by Allah's grace and mercy and guidance, I'm able to do that, and I'm going to share this with you because the time goes so fast. Oh, my goodness. So I want to talk about some solutions, okay? So we know what disease is. We know what caused some of the disease. We ain't even going to go into the marijuana and the tobacco and all that other stuff that we know is no good for us, okay? Some of the solutions is fasting, okay? We know in the Bible, if you're Christian, that fasting was prescribed. We know as Muslims, it's prescribed during the month of Ramadan and periodic fasting. Also in How to Eat to Live, I love this book, okay? In How to Eat to Live, we have book 1 and book 2. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that we should eat one meal a day. If you eat one meal a day, you will only be sick 2 to 3 times a year, okay? If you eat one meal every other day, you'll only be sick once, okay? So these are things that many, many Muslims have tried and have been successful with doing. Okay, myself included. I've eaten the one meal a day. I've eaten the meal one every other day. That lasted for about 6 months. But by Allah's grace and mercy, I did do that. And I did feel the benefits of that. And like I said, because I've done these things over a period of time, because I experienced illness, I'm able to deal with it better than most people that are going through the exact same thing that I'm going through. So this world calls it intermittent fasting, okay? One of the doctors that has done some research on that is Dr. Mark Mattson, okay? He is a Caucasian, and his research shows that when you do intermittent fasting, that you give your body an opportunity to recover from some of the poisons that you receive in food, okay? So that's one of the doctors that I did find that has done some research on it. We have doctors in the Nation of Islam that have done research, Dr. Keeley. Can't remember what city he's out of, but he is a doctor who believes in How to Eat to Live as a solution to our health issues and the things that affect us, okay? So what we eat, how often we eat, really affects the way that we deal with the dis-ease in our body. Like I said, it depends on what you're dealing with. But for me and what I'm dealing with the kidney issues, I know that the more that I eat my own food at home, when I go to the farmer's market and I meet the farmer and I know that he's not using chemicals and I can try to get organic the best way I can, that I'm putting better in my body than if I went to McDonald's or Burger King or Popeyes. Okay, we don't even talk about that craze. But cooking at home is vitally important to your health, okay? We bought this thing, and I fussed with my husband when he wanted to buy it because I'm like, I don't want to spend no $100-something on that. But he convinced me to buy the Instapot, okay? It's like a pressure cooker, but it does more than what a pressure cooker does. It actually does the slow cooking if you want to. It sautés if you want to. And it does bean soup in 20 minutes, okay? When I say 20 minutes, I'm saying from the time you sauté the vegetables to put the beans in there and your vegetables and your seasonings and all of that, close that top, put it on 13 minutes, I promise you, you're going to have you some delicious bean soup that's creamy and delicious. It works well if you're doing rice. We just put it on sauté, brown our rice. Before we cook it, put that top on there for, I think it's like 7 minutes, and then you got rice. So that Instapot is a helper when it comes to cooking at home. Eating more fruits and vegetables. I know coming off of meat is not easy for everybody, but you need to come off of pork immediately because that worm inside of there is killing you. No better way for me to say that. I told y'all I'm not politically correct. So I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Pork is not good for you. Your doctors will tell you that. And they usually do when you got high blood pressure and all these other things going on. They tell you that meat is not good for you. No meat is really good for you because your body has a hard time digesting it. And then it sits inside of your colon. Okay? So my time is almost up on Blog Talk, guys. So I'm going to continue on here for just a few more minutes, but Blog Talk, we love you. Catch us next week or in 2 weeks, and we'll have our next show. We love you. We thank you, and we thank God for your presence. Okay, so trying to get it all in, guys. I think I'm going to have to move this show to be a little bit longer because it really is not enough time to share with you everything that God has blessed me to be able to find when it comes to our healing. And this is so serious to me because I don't want to keep seeing us dying. You know, everywhere I turn, every time I'm on Facebook, so-and-so passed. Here's another obituary and another obituary. And all of it is difficult for our families to deal with. We're dealing with illnesses, but our families are dealing with it too. And it's hard for them to see us going through. It's hard for them to see us go through what we go through. The last point that I want to make is having a positive attitude. Okay? You got to keep a song in your heart. You got to keep your spirits up. You got to be prayerful. You got to ask the God to give you the strength that you need to go one more day, to keep going, to not stop. You know, you got to turn on some music. And I told my husband I wanted him to play some music, but maybe you can go and find it. Next time we'll have it for you. But, okay, so I am not a Justin Bieber fan. However, power, oh, yeah, that's like my pick-me-up. We're going to do this today. If I'm feeling down and I'm feeling low, I put that song on and I dance around the house because at the end of the day, you do have the power. You just got to know it. You got to tell your body, you got to tell the universe that you will survive and you will be okay and you will get through this no matter what. And remain positive, family. Even for your friends and your family that's going through it, sometimes they get down. If they on that crazy medication, you know, they can get evil and, you know, not so happy. You know, but play some music for them. Play Michael Jackson, whatever it is that you know will lift their spirits you know, and help them to have a positive attitude. Let them know you are there with them and that you love them and that no matter what they're going through, that you're going to be right there with them by their side, because that's important, because you sometimes feel alone. And you might feel, they may feel useless. You may feel useless, but that's not the case. This world does need you. Your family needs you. Your friends, they need you. They need you to be good. And our community needs you to be good. Because when they see you come up out of a condition that this world said you were doomed, then they know they can come through that situation and that they can be better. So I don't want you to give up. I want you to be strong. I want you to have a positive attitude. I want you to get in that kitchen and cook your food, okay? Cook your food. Cook good food. Try to eliminate, at least if you're eating three times a day, cut it down to two, okay? And we're going to gradually get you on that one meal because that's best. But if you can only, you know, right now, drop that one. And, I mean, the one instead of three meals, drop it down to two. And only have meat one of those meals, okay? Only have meat one of them meals. Try to eliminate. You don't have to have meat all the time. And I'm going to have some recipes for you soon. You know, it'll be one of those light shows that we'll talk about some recipes and the way to eat good, still flavorful, because I love flavor. I love me a little cayenne, a little nutritional yeast, you know, a little garlic. You know, you can still look it up where your food is good, you know. And we're going to work on the weight. I'm working on it. I've been to the gym. I got to be consistent. As you all know, I did have to have the surgery for the fistula to be put in my arm. And if you don't know what a fistula is, because I do have to prepare for dialysis. After 5 years of fighting this beast, I'm going to have it done because the body, the kidneys are not producing the red blood cells, and it's a lot of chemicals still, you know, in the body. So anyway, I got to get that done, but this is just my journey, okay? I will never give up on the healing, and because I know God is healing my body. I know that God is making a way for me, okay? And he'll make a way for you as well. But my point was that I could start going swimming again and getting back to the health club. So I'm back on my journey. I'm going to get this weight down because that's going to help me, and I'm sure it's going to help you get some exercise in, go walking, you know, whatever it is that you need to do to help you on your journey to feel better, do it. I love you. I pray that something that I said will help you and lift your spirit. Feel free to send me an email and let me know if you enjoyed the show, if you felt it was something else that I could have shared to make it a little bit better for you, information, if you want to know more about the doctors, anything that you want to, you know, talk to me about. It is eilatanx@yahoo.com. Okay? That is my name backwards, Natalie backwards, Ellison with an X at yahoo.com. Love you. May Allah continue to bless and keep you.
Brothers and sisters, just at this point, we, of course, thank you for listening, but we're going to kind of open it up for a few questions. I did see Brother Kent. Kent Taylor was on. He said, peace to you, my sister. Sherry Andrews was on as well. She doesn't say much. I think she's still watching. But, you know, if there's anybody that is in the listening audience right now that may have a few questions, please feel free to go ahead and type, and then I will address them to her, and and basically see, you know, try to get an answer as best we can, and then we'll take it from there. So we're going to leave a few minutes for questions. So we'll do that. So if anybody has anything to say, please feel free. You know, brothers and sisters, I just want you all to know that this is a very difficult, this is a very difficult thing. You know, she is sharing herself in a way that she has not shared herself. So once again, this is not necessarily a medical doctor show, but it is the journey that we've been on for several years now to help her to combat this stage 5 kidney failure. Wasn't always stage 5, but you know, we definitely want to let you know that we are in it together. I just want to speak just for 1 second, because you know, I don't want to overdo my time. But as a husband, you know, I'm there to support my wife. I'm always researching. I'm always looking. We praying together, constantly praying for her healing. I'm always looking for things. I'm right there trying to continue to inspire her to continue on this journey, letting her know that I love her, that I need her, and I need her to be good, because I need her with me for at least 1,000 years, if not more than that. But, you know, that's just what I do. You definitely want to be supportive. It definitely can be frustrating for her, you know, and it can get frustrating for you sometimes, you know, because it's not like it used to be. You can't do all the things you used to, but that's okay. You may have to do it a little bit slower, but don't stop. You know what I mean? Even if you could dance for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, it's all right.
Or dance in your chair.
Dance in your chair. Whatever you got to do, just definitely stay in your wife's corner, stay in your queen's corner, stay in your king's corner, who's ever going through that ailment. And know this, that Almighty God Allah is Al Shafa. Al Shafa means the healing. He is the healing, all healing. It's not just the medicines, it's not the herbs, it's not just these treatments. It is Almighty God Allah helping you to bring that body back into balance. We call him Allah, you may call him Jehovah, you may call him God Almighty, whatever you call God, that is fine. Whatever you call God, that is fine. You know, but we're talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth, by whatever name you may call. You may call him Unkulu Kulu. That whatever you call him, that's perfectly fine. It's not about division. Like you said, this is about a healing work, you know. So with that, we definitely want you to, again, if you don't subscribe to the Final Call newspaper, we definitely want you to begin to do that. Definitely you should get your Final Call every week. This is definitely news that you can truly use. This particular issue right here is about slavery's hellish holdover, talking about trauma and how that trauma ill affects the body. There's so much more here. And always there's a beautiful article on how to eat to live inside of that newspaper, as well as timely articles by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And it deals with news from all around the world, brothers and sisters, dealing with us all around the world. So it is an international perspective dealing with us in Africa and everywhere we may be, brothers and sisters, and it's just that news you can use uncompromised. Definitely subscribe to the Final Call. Once again, if you want the physical copy, my wife loves that. You know, I wanted to show you the article that's in there this week, and it is always on page 28. So the article this week, long intervals between eating is better. Long intervals between eating is better. Now, they call that, like my wife said, intermittent fasting. We've been intermittent fasting since the 1930s. If you don't have How to Eat to Live, definitely want to get that. right here, show it to you again. How to Eat to Live by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But if you see on there, Powerful Words from God in Person and Master Farai Muhammad by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's volume 1 and 2. I'm going to let you know you can get the final call and How to Eat to Live by calling 773-602-1230. 773-602-1230. And let them know you want to order How to Eat to Live, book 1, book 2, and you also want to start your subscription. If you don't necessarily like the physical copy, you're more of a digital person, they do have the digital edition available for you. If you look on finalcall.com, you can click the icon there to get your digital edition. But also, you can also got another option, and that's called Adopt a Muslim. That's right. Adopt a Muslim, meaning that brother, that sister that you know that has that final call, you can let them know, hey, I want that paper delivered every week, and they'll definitely get it to you. If you're here in the Tucson area, you can call your brother, Brother Carthrell X, a.k.a. Brother Dawood Ali, at 678-368-1818, and I'll be glad to serve you, get that final call to you. It'll be my honor, my privilege, brothers and sisters. So if there's any questions in the room, anybody have any questions, anybody dealing with health challenges, health issues, definitely feel free to go ahead and type your question on Facebook Live, and we will definitely try to answer as best we can. Again, just our disclaimer, we're not doctors or anything like that, but we do study the body, we do study herbalism, we do study alternative methods of healing, and we just want to say that's what we want you to be able to do that and help to bring your body back into balance. Well, we thank you again, Brother Kent, for tuning in, Sister Sherry for tuning in, Vianda, Miss Jackson, we thank you so much for tuning in. We don't know who else might have been tuning in because we have people coming in and leave right out, but we thank everybody for listening. We pray that you would do one thing. And what is that one thing? Share. That's right. This isn't about getting famous or nothing like that, but it is about sharing the information, dear brothers and sisters. May Allah continue to bless each and every one of you, and know that, in fact, you are the change that you want to see. You have the ability and the power to change the conditions in your life and everything around you. God has given you that power. So know that, accept that, live that, and do that. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Imhotep, Hotep, peace, come on, stars, all that good stuff.